Heavenly Father, thank you for your Son, our Savior, the one that our lives are bound to inseparably by your grace, because of what you did, not because of what we could do. Father, we were helpless, and while we were helpless, you were powerful. Thank you for being that kind of a God. It is to you that we offer our worship. You are the only one worthy of praise, and we humble ourselves in your presence as we gather together. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. If you have a Bible, I would invite you to open to Galatians chapter 1. As we prepare our hearts to take the Lord's Supper together, we like to let Scripture inform our thinking, refine our thinking, correct our thinking, purify our thinking. We need to be thinking rightly when we come to this table about what it is, about who we are, about what God has done. Galatians chapter 1, verses 1 to 5. Paul says, as he opens the letter, that he is an apostle, not sent from men. He's an apostle not sent through the agency of man, but he is an apostle sent through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren who are with me in Judea. To the churches of Galatia, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins so that he might rescue us from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be the glory forever. Amen. We're going to look at verse 4 together. Sins, an evil age, and a rescue. Paul reminds the churches in Galatia, they are believers in Jesus Christ. He reminds them that he, along with them, are sinners. He gave himself for our sins. That means that personally, each one of them has rebelled against God. Each one of them has transgressed God's will for their life. And Paul also reminds them that the world they live in, the day they live in, the age they live in, is an evil one. It's a morally wicked world they live in. And he says, presently it is that way. So they could look within their hearts and see their own sin. They could look out their window into the world and they could see that it is an evil day that they live in. They were sinners living inseparable from an evil world. And then Paul reminds them of what Jesus Christ did for them. He gave himself for our sins. He gave himself for those sins of the believers in the churches. This means that Jesus became their substitute on the cross. He died in their place because of their sins. He received in their place the fullness of God's wrath so that they wouldn't have to. He gave himself for their sins so that God could be their Father and not their judge. Three times in five verses, he refers to God the Father. Verse 1, God the Father is the one who raised Jesus from the dead. Verse 3, grace to you and peace from God our Father. And verse 4, this was all done according to the will of our God and Father. This was the rescue they desperately needed from the evil world they were bound to as sinners so that they could have a Father in heaven. Notice this rescue in verse 4, that it had a standard that it had to operate by. Do you see verse 4? He did this so that he might rescue us from the present evil age according to the will of our God and Father. God as Father, he had a will. He had a plan. And that plan was indeed carried out. The plan was that Jesus would give himself in the place of sinners who believe God's work at the cross, also that they might be rescued from this present evil age that someday is going to feel the full force of his wrath. That was the plan, and it was carried out exactly as God desired it to be so. So believers, this morning, take some time as you as we give it to you this morning, to remember that you live in an evil world. And then remember that you have contributed to that evil with your own sin. Confess your sin anew to God, your Father, and remember His plan at the cross that He carried out flawlessly. Remember that Christ gave Himself in your place for your sins so that He might rescue you out of this evil world. And when you eat the bread and when you drink the cup, believer, these are the elements that are to be vivid reminders to you of exactly Christ's self-giving love for you at the cross. This morning, if you find these realities that are mentioned here in the Bible to be foreign ideas to you, you know, personal sin, a foreign idea to you, an evil world, foreign to you, and a rescue through the crucified Son of God, the call from God to you this morning is that you would believe God. That you would believe what He says about your personal sins. That you would believe what He says about the world you live in. The call to you this morning is that you would believe and acknowledge with Him that there is only one rescue through His crucified Son. There is no other way to have God the judge become God your Father than through His crucified Son. The call to you this morning is to believe Him, to entrust your life to Him, to turn away from what you have made of yourself and entrust yourself to this God. If you do that this morning, you can eat and drink and remember with us the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you won't acknowledge your sin, if you won't acknowledge that God has a rescue through Jesus Christ, let the elements just pass you by as they come. But before you go today, please talk with someone more about this gospel, because God will judge all sinners in this evil world who do not come to His Son at the cross for rescue. He will. The men are going to come forward and serve us now. Hold it, and we will take the Lord's table together. Men, please come.